Greetings, caring viewers, and welcome to Planet Earth, our loving home. On today's show, we continue our two-part series on children and the environment. The adverse effects of climate change on our environment and human population ranges from rising sea levels, more severe and frequent weather extremes, increased spread of zoonotic diseases such as swine flu, droughts, flooding, and much more. All of humanity is in danger, but children are the most vulnerable to such threats.
If climate change accelerates, if the runaway climate change causes so much problem, then human beings will be the first species on Earth that has driven ourselves to extinction, knowing it. We know the science, we know that we have the possibility to stop it, and we know that we are doing this to ourselves.
This past August, the city of Daejeon, South Korea, hosted the week-long United Nations Environment Program TANZA International Children and Youth Conference, which featured 800 participants ages 10 to 24 from over 100 countries, with thousands more participating online. The goal of the conference was for the attendees to create a plan for promoting action on climate change and to develop a statement to send to the world leaders attending the Copenhagen Climate Summit this December. The event has been called the largest ever youth gathering on the issue of climate change in history. The young people urged government leaders to seal the deal in Copenhagen with a fair and binding agreement to effectively mitigate climate change.
Hi, I'm Jesse Brian Muzaidin. I'm from the Tree Theatre Group Malaysia, and I've written songs on environment. And I think we should seal the deal in December because it's about time we come together. It's about time we realize that we all depend on each other to survive.
With deep concern for the survival of the planet, the younger generation has taken their own initiative in their local communities to raise eco-awareness and provide information on a more sustainable lifestyle.
Hello, my name is Eleanor Sutcliffe. I'm 11 years old and I come from Wales in the United Kingdom. My project is called SOS Save Our Seas. I clean up Llwyngyrnol Beach, which is a local beach near me, and record all the rubbish and then send the data to MCS UK, the Marine Conservation Society for the United Kingdom.
I'm Cassandra Lynn and I helped start Project TGIF, Turn Greece into Fuel. Project TGIF does exactly what it sounds like. We recycle old cooking oil and grease and turn it into biodiesel fuel. The biofuel is used for emergency heating funds.
Yo, it's Michael D.
Yo, I'm Derek Lee.
And we represent in Vancouver, BC. Kyoto United countries all for a single cause, and that is to create some strict eco-friendly laws.
But now that Kyoto is coming to an end, in December we gotta find a new method to send.
It's time to put pen to paper and form a new agreement. We made the air sick, now we gotta find its treatment.
So presidents and PMs, you got to seal the deal, or else hot weather's all we gonna feel.
Copenhagen. Seal the deal.
My title of my picture is A Stitch in Time Saves Nine. Here I'm trying to tell that now you take the actions now so that you can avoid the damage which will be caused later on. The ways in which you could protect our environment, like using solar energy, wind energy, recycling, planting tree, saving things like saving paper, using towels instead of tissues, and avoiding using a use of fossil fuels, and walking or cycling instead of using vehicles which emit greenhouse gases. When billions of people come together, we can make a big difference.
My name is Rami Jamal, Masr. من اسكندرية ورسمت اللوحة دي علشان ندخل في مسابقة عملتها الـ United Nations Environment Program ودخلت التصفيات الأخيرة وبعد كده رسلونا وبعتولنا ان انا بقيت original winner على افريقيا ودي الرسمة بتاعتي وده كوكب الارض مليان بالتلوث بعوادم السيارات ومداخل المصانع وكثرة الحروب اللي فيه وتداخل مياه الصرف الصحي على مياه الشرب وحرق الأشجار وذبلها ورمية زبالة في الشارع، والكرة الأرضية بتعيط وحزينة وزعلانة وهنا باين عليها علامات العجز وبرضه بتمثل المية الملوثة، وهنا في رمز القدم فيها بيئة كلها أشجار وورد وفراشات وطيور وراجل بيزرع وطواحين هواء لتوليد الكهرباء، ناس بتنظف الشوارع.
I am working on number of projects on environment related to. I have own organization. I am member and secretary of the organization. I had many more articles regarding saving environment.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. After these brief messages, we will be right back with our program on children's views of global warming and their pure-hearted passion towards saving Mother Earth.
Hello, my name is Leili from Iran. Please save their life and save the world.
Hi, I am Benaida Fatima. I'm from Algeria. Save the planet, save the trees, save the water.
Save the climate from damage and pollution.
My name is Wael from Yemen. ونحن نريد الأشجار للتنفس.
We will solve climate change if we all work together really hard and committed. And believe that it's possible, then we will win. We will solve climate change.
انقذوا كوكب العالم وحاولوا تصلحوا فيه وكل ولو احنا سبناه كده هيخرب اكتر واكتر وما فيه مش هنقدر نعمل حاجة بعدين.
Thank you for joining us again for Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, as we continue our feature on children's solutions to global warming and its related consequences. It is estimated by the Save the Children charity that 250,000 youngsters may lose their lives in the next year due to the natural disasters, disease, and other tragic effects of climate change. Another threat due to global warming is the unprecedented rapid melting of Arctic glaciers causing rising sea levels. Islands are already sinking around the world, causing people to flee from their homes with no hope of ever returning. Anne Walraven, a European youth advisor to the United Nations Environmental Programme from the Netherlands, has previously worked on a research project studying how coastal urban centers across the globe would be affected by the change in sea levels.
We know that when the ice sheet melts, or sea level will rise, so it will have an impact on coastlines worldwide. Most of our cities are situated near a water body. And most of the cities are not protected at the moment. So I think the effects of the melting of the ice sheet are really underestimated, and we should really take measures, both in mitigation of reducing CO2 and those kind of things, but also in protecting our inhabitants, protecting the people that live in the cities.
Felix Finkbeiner is an accomplished young man from Germany who is a United Nations Environmental Programme TANSA Junior Board member for the European region. He too fundamentally understands what the melting ice means for the planet.
Ich habe mal mit dem Premierminister von Kiribati gesprochen, das ist auch eine Insel, die untergeht. Und hat gesagt, dass jedes Jahr 650 Familien ausbürgert in anderen Ländern. Hat Verträge mit denen, weil weiß, dass seine Insel untergehen wird. Wir müssen die Probleme lösen, weil wenn wir so weitermachen, wird das Grönlandeis schmelzen, der Meerwasserspiegel bei 7 Meter ansteigen und 40% der Weltbevölkerung wird ihre Zuhause verlieren. Ganz New York und ganz viele solche riesige Städte sind an Flüssen oder am Meer und die werden alle untergehen.
My name is Maria Victoria Lazaro. I am from Costa Rica. We raise coffee, say the party.
As methane traps heat at least 72 times more than CO2 over a 20-year time period, it is absolutely critical to eliminate the anthropogenic sources of methane. Methane and other potent greenhouse gases from livestock production comprise more emissions than from all transportation worldwide combined. The U.S.-based nonprofit sustainability organization World Watch Institute released a report in October 2009 entitled Livestock and Climate Change, stating that animal agriculture and its byproducts cause a staggering 51% of human-caused global greenhouse gas emissions. With their open minds, many children and youth readily grasp the simple concept that an organic vegan diet is the most cost-effective, most efficient, and fastest way to halt global warming.
전 대한민국에 소재이고 저는 13살입니다. 이제 곧 14살이 될 예정이고요. 제가 이 포스터를 그리게 된 이유는 인터넷을 뒤지다가 웹서핑을 하다가 소들이 그 환경 오염의 주범이 된다 해서 찾아봤더니 소들을 사람들이 더 많이 먹을수록 소들에 대해서 그 소들이 늘어나면서 풀을 다 먹어치우면서 환경이 파괴되고 녹초원을 만들기 위해서 나무를 베고 그랬는데 그 나무들은 베어진 다음 어디로 간지도 알 수 없고 그냥 태워버리거든요. 그래서 이게 주제로 삼아서 포스터를 그린 거예요. 채식과 환경 보호로 지구를 살립시다.
I think it's cruel to eat meat. Animals have feelings just as much as we do. If it's got a face, you shouldn't eat it. So I think it's really good to be vegetarian. Cows let off more emissions than cars with methane, and so they're really, really bad for the environment. So if we had less cows, because most cows are bred for meat. If we had less cows, then we'd have less carbon emissions.
Wir müssen auch aufhören, so viel Auto zu fahren, damit wir weniger CO2 in die Atmosphäre pusten, damit weniger Teile pro Millionen an CO2 in der Luft hängt. Um die Rinder zu züchten, tun wir viel Holz ab, Wälder abholzen. Das ist auch schlecht für die Umwelt.
I hadn't heard it before, but then I started to read and understand that it's really causing a lot of problems for the environment to eat meat. And then I decided that I wanted to be a vegetarian as well. So I tried to stop eating meat, and for me it was very easy because I like the vegetarian food. I feel very healthy and happy. I have also many friends, since they understand that it's bad for the environment, they have started to eat less meat.
As the wise ancient of the North American indigenous peoples proverb says, we do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. Around the world, youth are making their voices heard loud and clear on how to secure a safe and viable future. For details on the UNEP Tunza International Children and Youth Conference, please visit www.unep.org/Tunza. Thank you for joining us today on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, for our feature on children and a sustainable world. Next on Supreme Master Television is enlightening entertainment right after noteworthy news. May we all practice eco-wise lifestyles to ensure a peaceful, green planetary home for all.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.